Do you feel like your business is running your life instead of the other way around? I'm Roy Castleman. I've built multiple seven-figure companies, worked across continents, and coached high-performing entrepreneurs. But I've also been completely burnt out. At one point, I was barely seeing my daughter, drowning in stress, and one step away from walking away from it all. That's when I made a decision to build a business and a life that works for me. The journey became Elevate 360. A system to help business owners reclaim their time, find their energy again, and get back in control without sacrificing growth. And this podcast, Power Movers, is where I share real stories behind that shift. Each week, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders who've walked through the fire and come out of the other side with clarity, courage, and a system that works. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more life instead of taking it away, you're in the right place. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. And welcome, Yannick. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Power Movers. How the hell are you, sir?
Thank you, Roy. Thank you for the warm welcome. I'm loving to be here.
So you're not actually at the Golden Gate. You're sitting somewhere in Holland. And
Holland? Oh, Germany. No, I'm sitting in Germany right now.
Germany.
I just came out of holiday, but I'm back in Germany, yes. Not at the bridge, and you're not seeing my bed in my office.
Fair enough, fair enough. So I met Yannick, what, about a year and a half ago? Is it that long already? 2 years?
I think so. Time has been moving very fast.
Yes. Yeah. And just tell us a little bit about what you do. We share an element that we do. Yeah, we share the Wim Hof work that we do, and that's kind of how we connected. But just tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Okay, so in a little bit, I'm a business coach, but not just the average business coach, because I am there for clarity of my clients, of inner calm and focus, and the aspects of the inner world so that they balance their inner and especially their subconscious to achieve their goals so that they come into flow and things. So I hear this from my clients when they apply this, that things just seem to pop up into their reality. It was like, oh my God, like it just came to me out of nowhere. And it is what I call my company The Keys to Balance. And we share the Wim Hof method, which I still love. Still had a breathing event just yesterday. And I combine it with different elements now. So yesterday the topic was abundance. And yeah, that's why I call it The Keys to Balance. It's throughout my life, I just picked up different keys. So I was studying, that's why you said Holland. I was studying in Amsterdam, just basic psychology. From that went in your university to leadership, to group dynamics, to going out of university saying, we need something different. It cannot be the normal path. Wim Hof instructor level one, level two, dropped out of that to do my own, did a Qigong instructor, and then got my own business and got it up and running for almost 4 years now. Yeah.
So, you're being a little bit, shall we say, normal mainstream. Yeah. And I think one of the things that we connected on, I've been looking at the meditation world, the energy world, the other things that are there that we all kind of know are there, but we're not digging into, right? And yeah, my Wim Hof journey took me into this other world as well, breathwork, meditation. Yeah, how do we connect with ourselves? How do we be honest and authentic with ourselves? How do we see the world in a different way? And yeah, I love that about our conversations. We've had some like really deep energetic conversations. You also do some channeling, your own kind of channeling, and you're finding your way as well. And Yeah, you're a business owner. So, how did you step into that business world? How did you, what was the time when you're like, okay, I can't really do this mainstream thing? Tell me that story.
I think, like, looking back at it now, it was like I could have never done anything else. Like, right now, this life, this is a business owner. I mean, in another life, it was many different things, but like the moment it was in university, to your question, I was seeing, okay, this is the path that you would normally take. And just in a couple of weeks, I was like, okay, this leads to normal psychotherapy, potentially pills, like the normal anxiety depression road in which you treat clients. And my first instinct was, I'm not doing this. I didn't know what to do. I just knew not that. And I already touched on the Wim Hof method, and I was like, I'm a work with that somehow. And I didn't know what, how, like, I'm gonna do this. I didn't know that I was gonna be in a Wim Hof instructor. And when I left university, I was like, I don't know exactly, but if it's not that, I'll be a coach. I just said that I'll be a coach then. And it was funny because it was good that I didn't listen or looked up all the other people around me, because then I would have listened to everybody saying, everybody's a coach nowadays. So many coaches, like, you're never gonna make it. What makes you unique? What makes you think you can do this and whatever? I just said, okay, I'm not a therapist, so I'm a coach. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Was just like, it was just coming out.
What I love about business owners, and this is the thing that really inspires me, right, is there's only something like 2% of people in the world that'll ever start a business. And out of that 2% of people in the world that start a business, obviously half of them will fail because it's not an easy life, right? But we see this amazing opportunity to help people in the world. And this is the guys that really make it. Yeah, I see a problem in the world that I think I can fix. And then you step out of your comfort zone and you go start working on, and it's such a journey, right? You start working on fixing this problem. And as you go through that journey, you're going through your own discovery in such a deep process, right? You're working out who you are, you're working out where you are, you're working out, all the things that, you need to understand to be able to build this. And you said you've been doing it for 4 years. I guarantee what you started doing and what you're doing now is entirely different, right?
Exactly, yes. The funny thing is, when you said that, when my insight was saying like something more like, I just wanted to be myself. Like I wanted to do something where I could be myself. And if it maybe, I mean, this is like just a potential. Maybe I could have worked in a company if I could have been me, but that was never the case. Like really being me, like and a person delivering, like learning and teaching, of course, learning through different clients, through life, through what's happening, but teaching, just like bringing out into the world what I love, what I know, what I do, just
And what
like.
you feel, right? What you feel. That's the depth of it. Because I think we all feel there's a different truth in the world than what we've been told, right? We're now going into this really crazy time in the world, and there's so many opportunities all the time that universities, schools, standard working careers, all these things are going to fall by the wayside as we go forward. I honestly believe this, but we're going into this stage of the human evolution where we're actually able to do so much more with so much less. And I'm going to jump into AI quickly because I think it's super important. Yeah, we have this ability now with AI, if we use it correctly, to be able to do the thing that we love doing and let AI do the other stuff. And I hear a lot of people being fearful of AI, and it's going to make me stop thinking, it's going to make me, make me dumb, make me lazy. And I found it's entirely the opposite. It's opened up my brain. It's opened up my thinking pathways. I'm sitting here doing, I worked it out the other day. I'm doing about 170 to 2 hours worth of the work I used to do per day. Per day. And that's just the reality that's going to be there for everybody when people, when the whole wheel turns in such a way that we're now embracing it.
I think the well, what I have in my head right now, the funny reality is whatever you think and feel in this way will be true. Like the person saying it will make you dumb and using it and fearful, and like he will or she will like use this application 100% differently than the way you describe it to be. Like whatever you think it is, it will be. And
If you
I think I can do this myself. Like I can make myself dumb, like let it write every email, let it write everything without thinking about it. And I love this about you, where you taught me to teach the AI to think critically about me, what I'm putting in there, and to start working with it together. Because I've noticed this as well in with working with you and then working with AI, that I also have my work output is a lot better. Like my website, just last week my new website launched, and I did 80 to 90% of the texts myself, and the person launching the website, he just filtered through because I sent way too much. And then he filtered through, find a perfect organizing system to put it through. But I did everything with AI, together with AI. So it was my work in conjunction and what I put out and what is on my website right now. I don't know how much time it would have taken me forever. Forever. I don't know if it would have ever been what it is right now. And it is me and it is AI. And this makes it so much, so good, so much better. Because it if you use it correctly, it can be like the most amazing thing.
I found my voice with AI. Right, I can't touch type. I should have learned. I never learned how to touch type. I'm not a. I don't blog, so I don't do journaling in the standard sense. And when I started talking to AI, I can talk, a lot almost at the speed of my brain. I can't type at the speed of my brain, so I started talking to ChatGPT when it first came out, and I was like, I can actually get stuff out, right? And then I was like, okay, so I'm going to write a book. But then I don't write the book, I author the book. But I authored the book with AI. So I talked all my stories out. I talked, I got going one day. I'm like, okay, let me just stop, tell the stories of my life. And I started telling the stories of my life. And I managed to get something like, I don't know, 37 stories out the first day just talking it out. I could never have done that, right? And then I went through this, like we went on a book writing retreat, for to with a bunch of ladies, and it was amazing. There were four of us there, and we were just, going through and brainstorming, and I managed to use the AI in a way where I found a voice that resonated with me, right? So I started doing this. I've been telling the story of when I got run over by a drunken driver when I was 19. And I've been telling it for my whole life, right? And my partner, Laura, she said to me, "But you just rush through it, you don't really tell it." And after I brainstormed with AI and I went back and forth and I found different tools to make it more sound more like my voice, I read it out to the ladies, and then I was like, and I actually brought myself to tears, right? So energetically, it was what I wanted to say. So it really let me find my voice in that way. And it's just the ability to do more with your brain. It's the ability to have a thousand different experts sitting at your fingertips. It's the ability to not have to go and learn and learn and learn to be able to do a small amount of work. Right.
But there's the thing, you're like, you're talking about it in a way where I think to achieve this, you have to fail a lot.
For
Like
sure. Yeah.
you're not doing this the first day. You're learning this, and of course you're coaching it, because then clients don't have to make the same mistakes as you did. Essentially, like, this is a journey where people, like what you describe, is say in the first sense, yeah, it's gonna make us dumb, it's gonna, like, nobody's gonna work, blah 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 blah. There's another people that actually put in 1 hour, 10 hours, 100 hours with AI, actually work with it, conjunct and do different themes, whatever. And there's another people who are able to really use it.
I love that. It's a journey of mastery, right? It's a total journey of mastery. And we have learned as humans, we've learned over the last, my 54 years. It was my birthday yesterday. So, over the last
Oh,
54
happy
years,
birthday! I didn't know that.
over the last 54 years, I've learned a way that the society wants me to learn, right? And not to go down that whole rabbit hole. Yeah, but now there's a different way that we can be. Right, we don't have to have that old reality anymore. We can have this new reality, but it is a journey of mastery. We have to go through ChatGPT, understand. One of the things that AI taught me was how to communicate better, right? Which was like, how can AI teach you how to communicate? It's a tool, yes, but when you talk to AI and you don't give it clarity, it gives you rubbish back. Yeah, I love that failure piece you're talking about there. I live for every failure, because every failure, if I'm honest about what I'm doing in the world and how I'm putting things out there, every failure is an opportunity for me to learn something, right?
You know what's really funny? You just gave an analogy for the universe. It's like a mirror. You put shit in, shit's gonna come out. It's like you cannot force the man in the, or the woman in the mirror to smile. You look at it and it's like, smile. It's just gonna come back. Whatever you put in, if you put in the work in a way that's balanced and can, like, conjunct something amazing with intelligence, and it's gonna come back. Yeah,
And I
saves you a
think
lot
that,
of time. Yeah.
I think that's the opportunity. At the moment, we're in a tumble dryer of change, right? Yeah, there's so much change that's going on. And if you can just on a day-to-day basis do a little bit with AI first, just understand it a bit. And there's a huge number of people using ChatGPT now. 99% of them are using it in the wrong way. Right. As we said, that okay, just write me an email, do this, do that, or build me a website, or and business owners that we're talking to, right, half the challenge is that you can't build if you don't know what your structure is, right? If you don't know what your SOPs are, if you don't know, what your core values are, if you don't know what your business voice is, if you don't know what your voice is, if you can't feed that, into the system is never going to give you what you need. And then you look at the system and say, this is just rubbish, right? But if you can look at yourself and you can say, how is this my fault, right? I love the opportunity to honestly believe that everything in your space, everything about you that you're dealing with, is your responsibility. Is you have the ability to make everything great, right? And if you go out and you're like, okay, how have I showed up in this space? Where it hasn't been authentic, it hasn't been me, it hasn't, I haven't taken full responsibility for this. If you look at it from that perspective, you can actually say, all right, now I have the ability to change it because I did it in the first place. If you look at it and say, well, this is just rubbish, it's not fair, the world's doing this, the market's doing that, I can't get
And you
jobs
cannot
anymore,
change them.
you can't change it.
And that's the easy way out. That's the easy way out. That's the first, I think that's the first journey one has to take. It's just coming through as that, so I'm gonna say it as the naive idiot. We all, like, in a way, I think I love it. I changed. I don't know what is coming now, but like I first used to when I changed, and then I saw people who did not have changed and look at it, and then funnily respond in the same vibration where they're at, like somebody in a car being like, "Oh my God, why did he blah blah blah?" And then me like, "Why is he doing that?" And at some point I realized, "Oh my God, I'm not doing the same to him now." Why isn't he changing? And then thinking, well, there was a point where I didn't change, where I was at the journey. And then thinking of when did we forget to embrace level one? Everybody, I mean, not everybody, but everybody knows about video games. So many people love it. Never seen anybody start a new video game, be at level one, and be like, "Oh my God, this sucks. Like, this is shit." Everybody's like, "Yes, let's do it. Oh my God, let's come on." Like, we see this in life like this level one. So I then saw him, like another person, obviously, then, and I was like, "This is awesome. He's gonna have so much in front of him." And I was like so joyful, and I was like, "He has such a journey." And I was loving, and I was like, "Yes." I just don't want to talk to him, but do it.
I love that that analogy of the driving in the car. One of my biggest lessons in life, you're driving down the road, somebody cuts you off, and you're shouting, you're screaming, you're like, and when you realize that, everybody is in their own space and everybody is having their own thoughts, and you can't live in their head, you live in your own head, right? So, this guy that's just cut me off. Yeah, he's not thinking about it. He's worried about his wife that's having an affair somewhere, or he's worried about his daughter that's in hospital, or he's just not thinking. Because in 3 days' time, I'm going to cut somebody off because I'm thinking about something, right?
Even if he's a dickhead, why do you let him change your reality?
Why don't you let him change your mood,
Yeah,
right?
you should, like, I think, like, one of the masteries, and I'm still living at it to be in an authentic way, to be like, not be thrown out when the outside is showing you something different than you would like to experience on your inside. I think this is like one of the true masteries of like inner abundance and calm and love. And like, if you have that, whatever is outside, you're like, okay. If it doesn't change the inside, why do you care? Because then somebody, like in a way, somebody cuts you off, and you're like, well, so.
I think everything that happens like this, whether it's in the car or whether it's a partner or whether it's a work colleague, everything that happens that gives you that feeling of that's your notification that there's something that you need to work on in yourself. Right.
It's a trigger, yeah. A trigger always leads inside.
And if you can look at it and say, well, actually, what is that telling me about myself that I need to work on? Well, that for me has been a powerful journey, and I've had an interesting life, as I think everybody has, because everybody in their own way. But for me, my life has been a whole range of steps where I'm trying to learn more and more about myself. Right, and how do I embrace those things in me that I'm not really very proud of, so that I can become proud of the person I'm becoming. I think that just leads me to a slightly different part of that conversation. We bring so much history with us, right? And then we judge ourselves on the things that we were in the past, right? So what I mean by that is somebody starts a business and they try, social media marketing, for example. And what a journey of exploration and understanding that is, right? So I go in, I start social media, and I'm like, And I do it once and I try really hard for 6 weeks to do it and nothing happens. Well, it's just crickets. There's no one does anything. So then I'm like, well, social media doesn't work. Doesn't work for me. I'm not good enough for it. And then I go through this journey of change where I change and I change and I change and I change. Yeah. And as I get to, the next point, I don't take the opportunity to say, well, I'm not that person who was there, 6 months or a year ago. I'm now a different person. I have different experiences. I have different life skills. I've learned a whole bunch of different things. And I've taken all this failure and learned from this failure. So now if I try it again, I'm going to have a different output and a different response.
Yes.
So how do you step into that learning, with that knowledge? Because then you have the opportunity to learn everything you need to when you do try that again, or when you try something different, you try it with a different view.
When I explained that, I did it yesterday in a different circumstance, but it also applies here where I say, do it the natural way. So many of us have forgot the natural way to grow, to live life, to learn, to receive, to like yesterday, I explained it through a tree. I was like, you invented the thought of not having enough. Look at the tree. Is he gonna wake up tomorrow and be like, oh my God, is there gonna be sun? Oh my God, I don't know. If there's gonna be sun tomorrow and next week, and then is it gonna rain? Is it like any of that? And then we in that example, like learning in a natural way, look at the child, a child that you did not fuck up yet. He's gonna learn just by trying to walk. They fuck up a thousand, a million times. Do they care? Do they really care? I mean, they're gonna cry, okay, they're gonna be upset, but they're still gonna get up and do it again and again. And they're loving it. They're having fun doing it. And I think this is
Is
like
your baby
part of the problem.
walking yet?
Sorry?
Is your baby walking yet?
No, been trying for 9 months. You're still having fun. That's what I'm saying. Like a lot of like the world and behavior and what I coach finally now comes from my son, because I see him be life and joyful and happy and like for whatever. I come into the room and he's like, hey, and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
And I
Just for
think
nothing,
that's what's so cool about entrepreneurs. We have to be pedantic. We have to be, so driven. And if we have a vision that we want to take to the world, it's not going to be right. It's fixed, right? It's going to be right. One of the things that I do in my coaching is I really try and understand. It takes somebody seven times, if you've said it the right way, to hear something. Right? I can say and I can say and I can say and I can say, and at some point when they are ready, they will hear. If I've done my job properly, right? Because if I say the same thing time and time again, it's in the same way, it's not going to get heard. But if I come in from this angle and I come in from that angle and I find something that resonates with them, then that's when you have that light bulb moment. And, oh, is that? That's, oh, I get it now, right? And one of the challenges with AI that I see, one of the things we spoke about was using Notion and using your AI together. And you take the stuff out of your AI and you put it into a database, so you don't stay in this large language model. And I found this about, I don't know, a year ago, and I started doing it, and I was so excited about it. But I was so excited about it that I was just telling people everything at once. I was being the fire hydrant, and I've done this to you as well. Like, look at all this cool stuff that you can do, and you're like, that's really cool, Roy. Then you try something and it just doesn't work, and it's, But if I take it down to the baby steps, right? I'm like, okay, give me one little project you're working on, and I can, and I can get that to resonate with you. And you're like, okay, and you can see the benefit of it step by step by step. Yeah. Then, yeah, in your own way, with your own learning, your own understanding, it lights up for you, right? And yeah, I
I
think this
mean,
is.
we do this as coaches everywhere. I think we have insanely complex processes and years of experience, which we then bring to the client, to the customer in like these little things. Like you see his problem and you see, like at least for me, is like you see the cause and then you have the solution and you do it step by step by step by step. Funnily enough, like I let clients at first do very, very small steps, like in a purpose of okay that they're understanding it. But even if they do understand like a full 100% of what I'm doing, to switch it on like this and 100% and change everything in your life, you're going to fail. And although we just spoke about it and be like, okay, failure is part of the process of achievement, I still love to do it week by week, make them a plan that if done correctly, the rate of failure is like almost zero, so that they take steps and they go through the ladder and they have the success of, oh my God, like I had a client. When we first met, he was like, okay, a huge organizational problem, and I want to do all this stuff. So, like, he just sold his business, and he was like, okay, I want to read books. I want to go to the gym. I want to do trading. I want to walk. I want to do music. I might want a cat. I was like, okay. Which of these have you done? And he's like, well, actually, I'm not doing any of it. And I was like, okay, we're never gonna get this if we're gonna go full thing. I'm gonna make you a whole plan, and we put in into the week, we put in everything, you're gonna fail and you're gonna be miserable. And although I have taught you how to do everything at once, you are going to fail because you're never gonna make it. So week one, guess what? His job was to go to the gym one time and then see you next week. Of course, we had a full 2 hours of coaching and he learned some amazing stuff. But at the end of the day, we all have a busy life, if you sold your business or not. One time to the gym. So, and at first he was like, okay, well, like, we're never gonna get anywhere then. But the funny part is, like, by the way, he had like a full stack of books there, like behind him, just like you have. And I asked him, how many of them did you read? And he said, well, none. He was just buying books that he would like to read. And by, I think, week 8 or week 10, the following happens, like the compounding effect of like really doing it. He was going to the gym 3, 4 times a week consistently now. He was reading between 10 to 50, 60 pages a week in the first book. He was almost taking daily walks. He was 2 to 4 hours a day. He was learning and doing trading. Like he was doing all of this stuff. And then slowly but surely we were building. And then, which I said my specialty was like, do it through the subconscious. Like, if you let me explain, you want to know, like a model I have for the subconscious, which I think is an amazing thing. I stole a bit from Teal Swan. I'll let you know that. So, you have a ship and you have a crew. And you have a captain. So you're the captain. You're in this seat. We're taking like an old school ship, 1700 or something. And you have a crew. And part of the, what's the English word? Rowman is like, no, on the rows. Is that correct? Yeah.
Really.
So part of them are up deck. You see them. and part of them are dumb. You do not see them. And for the subconscious, you don't even know them. And this is where the tricky part comes. So as a business owner, you're like, okay, I'm the captain, and we're gonna, let's take a real life example. We're gonna do 10K a month, 100K a month, 500K a month. Doesn't matter. It is a new course. And you're like, okay, I'm gonna go this road, and this is where we're going. So where a lot of people already know this, like 90% of like what's happening and what's attracting and how you do and feel and what your life is your subconscious, like 90%. And these are all the deck. Some of them you know, some of them you don't know. And I do this as a funny example, so like bear with me. So you set new course, and so you have, let's say, 10 people, Rowan. Two you know who are like just in school and class, who are like, all right, master, I know the answer, let's go there. Two are in the deck below, you don't even know them, they're smoking. They don't even row it. They're like, fuck this guy. Like, no, I'm not getting what I want, so I'm not doing what he wants. He doesn't see me. We'll see. Two are anxious. They're like, they're making a plan to row back to a different path that they already know and be like, don't let the captain know. We're going to go back to 5K where it's safe, where we can focus on what we already know. And like your subconscious is like planning against you. When you're as a captain, you're like, I wanted it to go this way. And you started and you were like, every business owner knows this, where they're like, this is going to be amazing. I'm going to do this. And then all this stuff happens. You're like, what the fuck? And this is my job. Like, I have techniques where with the clients, we figure out what these rowing men and women, what they want. And this is the key. This is one of the amazing keys. Because if you, and we all know this, if you get people what they want, they truly want, if you treat them lovingly, what comes out of them? Love. So if you pour love inside the right way, like today in the co coaching, like she, the female business owner, she was like, but I don't know what. And with a really amazing question, which we all know is why? If you go down the road, why? Why did this happen? Why did this happen? And two, we figured out two rowing pieces, like a piece that was like 4 or 5 years old that said, I want to be free. And everybody around her said, what the fuck are you doing again? And every time she came, they were like, oh, she again with her ideas. And then we figured out exactly what she needed to do. Like the one thing, the one good idea, like for her, it was like start a networking, female networking, and to do 30 minutes a week just for that, because her inner child loved the idea, being free, doing that. And she, as a female business owner, loved that. And then we figured out the part that was blocking her, because that was a part of herself that was a couple of years older. And this version of her was going for, okay, I cannot do anything because so what I'm doing now is resign. I'm not doing anything. So I'm stopping, in which she now did in her reality. So what she was doing now was she worked until she had enough money for the month, and then she stopped working. Because her inner child, because she then said, somehow the month just passes. And like, I don't know how to do this. And I was like, yeah, your inner child is like, no, I cannot have this. So anything that is out of the, what's the English word for it? Belief
Comfortable,
system.
comfortable norm.
Yeah, your like your belief system, like core values that are written in your subconscious, anything that goes against it, you're not doing it. Because if she would have continued, what would have come out was little work, a lot of money. And now, today, she got a blueprint from me with her for little work, a lot of money. And that's amazing. If you just continue that path, you're gonna succeed.
So that's a good note to start thinking about wrapping up on. So I always ask my guests, at the end, if you could give people one bit of advice that would change their life, what would that be?
I mean, it sounds kind of cheesy, but it is follow your own inner voice.
Yeah, love that.
And if you're like at home and you're saying, I don't have that, I don't know how to do this, the one best thing to do is do nothing. Like, it sounds weird when I'm like, okay, do nothing. What am I meaning with that? You're so full of other voices, of other people's opinions, and everything around it that we do not stop and just like take a moment for yourself, shut off your phone, your computer, your everything, just be by yourself, stare at a white wall, or just close your eyes, be quiet, and then let it run, let it run, let it run until there's no more running in your head. And somewhere along the line, you'll hear it, your inner voice. And everybody knows this, I think. It comes when you're in the shower, when you're relaxed or something. We hear this voice when we're like, I know this now. Like, it just popped up.
So,
That's it. That's your inner voice.
beautiful, man, beautiful. Thank you very much for joining me. It's been amazing chatting. We'll do this again
Thank
sometime.
you, Roy. I loved it. Thank you, Roy. Have an amazing day.
You too. Thanks for listening to Power Movers, the podcast from All the Power, where our mission is to help business owners reclaim their time, reset their energy, and live the life they love. If this episode sparked something for you, your next step is simple. Take the fit check at allthepower.co.uk. It's a short clarity tool that helps you see where you are, what's getting in the way, and what might be possible if you have the right system. When you're ready, come and join the tribe. Power Movers start with our signature framework called Elevate 360, a system built to help you escape survival mode, create structure, and move forward with power. Just remember, everything we share here is based on real stories, experience, and frameworks. It's not personal business advice. Always speak to a coach or advisor before making big decisions. Because in the end, it's about more than business. It's about building a life that you actually love. I'm Roy Castleman, and I'll see you in the next episode.